So I appreciate you coming this morning. I don't know where this is going to lead, and as far as the church worshiping together every Sunday, how long it's going to take. But I do know this, that God respects our love for Him. You know, that's why He created us. He created us for love, the love of Him. But then He took a big chance. He wanted us to love Him, but He gave us free will. So when you love God, God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit, He appreciates that because He wants your love. He needs your love as much as we need His love. But some people just kind of drift away from that. It's a fact of life. We pray for them, and we hope and pray that they come to a saving grace, a saving knowledge of the Lord. But it's all individual. And it's a person. That's why we don't, as Christians, we don't have a religion. It kind of grits me when people say, "Oh, what's your religion? Your religion, Pentecostal, is your religion?" No. we don't have a religion. We have a personal relationship with God through His Son, Jesus Christ. And we have the freedom to choose all the many things that's available to us in this life. But it said in the Old Testament, "But for me and my house, we will serve the Lord." We thank You this morning, Lord. We thank You for the challenge of reading. There's so much meat in the book of Ephesians. It's just 5 or 6 chapters. It's not very long to read. And I think you'd be blessed as just a sit and read it sometime when we have so much time on our hands now, being at home, working from home, doing things. Your word is so encouraging to us, Lord, because without that encouragement, without the promised blessed hope that we have in Christ, we wouldn't be able to deal with this kind of stuff in the world. But individually and corporately, we need to work together as a team to encourage others, to help others understand what we have when we are believers in the Lord Jesus Christ. Father, we thank and praise You, Lord. Thank You for Phil and what he's able to do to try to get the messages on the website and do what we can do to encourage one another with a phone call, with a text message. Many people around us just need a touch of hope and encouragement. That's the biggest thing, is encourage one another. We have a biblical mandate to do just that. And we give You the glory this morning in Jesus' precious name. Amen.